Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk about Midwestern State Softball, and the Mustangs set a school record this past weekend in their home opener as they hosted Lubbock Christian in the conference opener as well. Played 13 innings. That's the longest game of the year in Division II this year. And Midwestern State, the longest game they had ever played before was 11 innings.
Really?
So we made history in your home opener.
Wow. I didn't know if we set a record or not. I know Lubbock did, and they announced that like on their Twitter page. But yeah, I mean, 13 innings, tough game. Just right there.
It was a tough game. It was a really entertaining game just from a spectator point of view. It had to be nerve-wracking in the dugout, though.
It was. I mean, you know, when they went up 1-0, I felt like we were going to battle back. It was just a matter of when, and why not better than the seventh inning. So, you know, I think we battled back twice. We proved that we can come back. They scored a run, we scored a run. They scored a run, we scored a run. So, you know, it was a really good game, emotional game. I mean, for me, it was like a postseason game, kind of like a championship type game. So,
yeah, it certainly turned into that. Were you surprised when they took Natalie Gray out of the circle after she gave up one hit?
Actually, yes. I figured they would leave her in, let her finish. I mean, it's such a tough decision sometimes when and if to pull a pitcher. I mean, if it's a 1-0 ball game and it's a tight game, it's like, okay, this might be this pitcher's game to win or lose. And so, you know, I wouldn't say that the situation's ever right or wrong. I think it's just kind of a gut feeling. I mean, we kind of did the same thing with Kaylee Bowers. You know, she's throwing a great game. And we bring in Isabel Cornell in a 2-0 count. So, I mean, with a runner at three, 2-0 count, and then we ended up first and third and throwing the kid out at second base. So, I mean, she threw a great game. You know, they've got some good arms, and we got to do a better job of just adjusting to pitchers.
You kind of read my mind, but I was going to ask you, what led to your decision to take Kaylee out?
Yeah, I mean, they had seen her through the lineup probably, three or four times?
Three times at least,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, three times. And so we wanted to go to a different look. And Izzy has done a great job of coming in games and closing in that role. And so, you know, I trust Kaylee, but I trust Izzy too. And that's the thing about having a good pitching staff that complement each other is that, you know, you can go to the next arm and they're going to come in and they're going to pick up that pitcher. So I thought it was a great situation for her to come in. And, you know, Kaylee's gave us like, I mean, I think every outing that she's pitched, she's gave us 7 quality innings.
She's got 4 complete games and would have had a complete game if that game had been decided in regulation.
Yeah.
I think she threw 7 1/3 in that game the other day.
Yes.
So, I mean, and you just look at her numbers. Don't look at the win-loss record. Just look at her numbers, and you think she's 4-0 or 5-0.
Yeah.
And she's sitting here 0-4. She's been a hard luck loser 4 times.
Yeah, and that's tough. I mean, obviously, you just got to keep grinding, keep trusting the process and the circle. I'm super proud of our pitchers. I'm super proud of our defense. I feel like that's 2 things that really have kept us in ball games. And, you know, we're losing 2-1. For me, that says that our defense is making plays behind our pitchers. So, you know, we've got to piece the offense together. But for the most part, I'm super proud of our pitchers, our pitching staff. You know, we've kept hitters off balance. I think, I don't know off the top of my head, but maybe we've only given up 2 home runs, maybe 3
I think
on the
that's
year.
Right, yeah.
And so keeping the ball in the yard, that's such a huge deal. Especially in, you know, in the MIAA, where we've played teams in the MIAA, you know, Rogers State is a usual home run hitting team. And so, UCM could swing it too. And, you know, going into Lubbock this weekend, like, you know, they had some pop off their bats,
yep, for sure.
But just allowing the ball to stay in the yard. And then also our defense just playing solid in the routine. Mahdi had a couple of really good plays at first base, diving back on a ball.
She made a terrific over the shoulder with her back to home plate,
yes,
catch in the foul territory, and then she snared a line drive.
Yeah,
that might have been a double if she hadn't made the catch.
Yes, and I don't remember if it was the first game or the second game, but Sydney Rios had a bare hand on the run play at third base. And I mean, that's a big time play from a freshman. So, our defense is giving us every opportunity, but you know, we just got to really hone in on our offense and find that, that clutch hit.
It's interesting. You mentioned a couple of corner infielders, and I was just about to ask you about being strong up the middle, because it looks like your team is strong up the middle.
Yes. Haley and Chip both have, you know, been phenomenal. They work really good together in the middle. You know, you wouldn't think that Chipper is a freshman. She doesn't play like a freshman. She leads on the infield in a lot of ways. And so she's kind of a coach's kid. You know, she understands the game, and you know, she's going to convey what she sees to the infield, whether it's in the middle or on the corners. And so, you know, we do have a solid infield. I will say that we have a solid infield. In the outfield, you know, we've had several diving catches, and
Tatum covered a lot of ground out there.
Yes. And, you know, Paige had several diving catches in the preseason. And then Erica's done a great job in right field as well. And we've also been able to get Mia Sanchez in there too. And Mia covers a ton of ground as a freshman. So we have a lot of versatility, you know, just trying to put all the pieces together.
And then you were able to play your right fielder from the first game and left field in the second game of the doubleheader.
Yeah, and that's huge too. Like the versatility, just being able to move some people around. I mean, we're still really playing with a lot of options. We've moved our offensive lineup around a couple times, and same with the defense. You know, we're trying to find our best combination that's going to be successful and contribute. And so I think that's what preseason is all about. I mean, unfortunately, we were only able to get 8 games in. And to me, I don't think that was enough to find, you know, what's going to work for us. And so we're still working through those kinks of trying to find our best 9 or our best 10 potentially, and kind of like what produces or generates runs for us.
Well, and you just touched on it. You talked about changing the lineup. How do you kind of get the offense on track?
I think it's just a matter of finding somebody at the top that's going to start the offense. They're going to find ways to get on base. I mean, in the, gosh, what inning was it that Stormy Daniel gets on base? She steals first to second, second to third, and then we have the winning run at third base with 2 outs. Like, you know, just being able to start the lineup at the top, and then our middle portion of the lineup being able to generate runs and produce runs from gap to gap shots, whatever it may be. But like, you know, we've really talked this week about just like taking one pitch at a time, going up there with a better approach at the plate, and then a better mindset of what we're trying to do in that moment, and then not making that moment too big, but just kind of owning the moment, having confidence within yourself, just staying composed. That's a huge thing for us.
It does look like you've got a couple of hitters who can hit it foul line to foul line, who can spray the ball around the field.
Yes, and you know, we haven't saw what our offense is capable of doing yet. We have some power in the middle of the lineup. We have some speed. I think we've seen the speed portion. We've seen, you know, being able to generate from base to base, but we haven't seen that consistency with our middle of the portion of the lineup that is going to be able to generate runs and hit, you know, base hits or gap to gap shots.
You've got 4 more games coming up in this 6-game homestand. You've got Angelo State and UT Permian Basin coming in this week. What are you expecting to see out of those 2 clubs? What are you looking for out of your ball club?
Yeah, and, you know, I've watched some film on Angelo. I think they actually were number 2. They dropped down to maybe 9. They're going to be a tough team. They're going to be coached really well. They can run on the bases, but they also have some power in their lineup. So I think for us going in, our mindset is, you know, win the inning, 1 inning at a time, win the pitch. And, you know, anybody can win on any given day. And so, you know, I think that we go in to a top 10 matchup, you know, play our best, see what can happen. And, you know, it's always good to knock somebody off that's ranked.
Do you feel like the team is still encouraged and optimistic about the games going forward?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we had a great film session yesterday and just kind of talked about, like, there's so much more of this season, and I feel like there's so many things that we haven't really touched on yet, or we haven't, you know, reached our full potential, but it's really not how you start, it's how you finish.
Right.
So, you know, I would rather get hot at the right time, and in the middle of the year when, you know, leading into kind of a postseason feel. But I feel like right now we're just still trying to find our identity, trying to find what works best for us. But, you know, we're going to face some good competition this weekend and kind of see where we're at. But we've played good teams really well, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I think everybody that's watched your team or saw your team this past weekend is excited about what's coming up this weekend and throughout the spring. It looks like it's going to be a fun softball season.
Yeah, and I will say shout out to Pete too, because we had several people that really enjoyed the commentary on the live stream this weekend. So shout out to you for being a great commentator.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's so much fun getting to do the softball games.
Yes.
I appreciate that more than you know. And we look forward to doing it again this week. We'll
Absolutely.
Be here for both doubleheaders, and we hope to see you at Mustangs Park. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast, and we'll see you at Mustangs Park. I'm Pete Stein. So long.